stress management. Unlocking inner strength with philosophical insights. Simple and practical strategies and techniques for achieving work-life balance, improved well-being, and long-term resilience. Written by John Yarbrough. Chapter 1: Understanding Stress. Story of KANDARAA. Let's shed some light on this uninvited guest, stress, and get to know it a little better. Understanding stress is like flicking on the light in a dark room. Once you see what's there, it's less daunting, and you can navigate your way around more easily. So the next time stress decides to crash your party, remember that you have the power to illuminate the room and escort it to the door. Getting to know your enemy makes it a tad less intimidating, don't you think? Let's journey back to a time 20,000 years ago, to the dense and untamed lands of Africa. In a lush green valley, nestled beside a sparkling river, a small band of hunter-gatherers established their temporary camp. The camp buzzed with activity, with around 50 to 60 men, women, and children living in huts scattered around a central fire pit. Life here was a delicate balance of cooperation and survival, with each member playing a vital role in the well-being of the group. Among these members was a remarkable young man named Kandara, around 18 years old. Despite his youth, he stood out for his exceptional strength, flexibility, and boundless energy. His muscular build and skill with a spear made him a formidable hunter. Kandara was also adept at crafting tools from flintstones, a skill he had meticulously learned from his father and senior men from the camp. These abilities made him a valuable member of the group tasked with foraging for food in the dense forest near the camp. Each morning, Kandara would awaken to the symphony of birdsong. He would splash his face with the cool, refreshing water from the river and set out on his daily ritual. Climbing to the summit of a nearby hill, he would offer prayers to the great tree spirit that watched over their tribe. This tree, with its gnarled branches reaching toward the heavens, was believed to protect them from harm. As the sun began to rise, casting a golden glow over the valley below, Kandara would descend from the hill, reveling in the beautiful sight, perhaps the reason he made this journey each day. Along the way, he would gather berries and mushrooms. Life was harsh but simple and fulfilling. One beautiful morning, after finishing his early regimen, Kandara and his friends ventured into the forest for their daily duty of gathering food for the band. The forest was alive with the sounds of chirping birds and rustling leaves as they navigated through the dense foliage. Moving with purpose and precision, they scanned the forest for signs of game. Despite the seriousness of their task, the group of youngsters shared jokes and laughter, their spirits high as they worked together to provide for their tribe. They collected berries, climbed trees for fruits, dug the ground for roots, and searched for small animals. Kandara understood the importance of being aware of his environment. Having lived in this place with his band for almost a year now, he was well acquainted with the terrain. As he walked, marveling at the beauty around him, he realized he had wandered a little away from the rest of his group and couldn't see any of his friends. He had gathered a good amount of food that day, including walnuts that his little brother dearly loved, and he was ready to turn back home. However, as he was deciding on whether to return home, suddenly, he spotted a deer grazing in a clearing ahead. "One final hunt and I can head back home," Kandara thought. With his focus on the deer, he crept close, his spear at the ready. Just as he prepared to take the shot, he sensed